gonna make a change. Oh, it's my life.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble?
Thank you. I'm really fucking sick.
It is time to do it now. Thank Wagon Radio.
The hell did I just waste my money?
Thank Wagon Radio. I'm doing obscure internet talk radio. Thank Wagon Radio. Thank Wagon Radio.
Oh shit, we're still early.
Thank Wagon Radio.
Oh man, we are so unprepared again for another week.
Some part is gone.
soon.
Already?
That's right. Coming at you live from East Las Vegas near the water treatment plant in Nellis Boulevard, it's Spank Wagon!
That's a hell of an intro.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Jesus. If our fans haven't just fallen away from the computers, is your cell phone off this week? I just saw your cell phone. Is that fucker off?
No, it's not off. I will turn it on to mute for the ringer.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
It's like movie theaters, you know? Hey, look, it's a great movie out. Yeah, yeah, watch the movie, ring. Yeah, I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
Hi, folks. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
If you didn't hear that already.
Yeah. If you didn't hear that already, you're deaf, or we just blew your speakers.
That's right.
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not too bad. My name is Trencher.
And I am Claude Balls.
I'm touching balls. Anyhow.
That's right.
I shook his hand.
Your palms are sweaty.
My palms are always sweaty.
His balls are wet.
Great. Now you have moist balls.
Yeah.
Not like humidity in your pants.
Yeah.
What a week. Hey, we got some
fun
going on tonight.
We have a lot of stuff.
Well, not a lot. But one big, huge event.
Just fuck it up. Just downplay it, okay?
Downplay it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sort of a thing.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of stuff. So basically, we're just going to talk and bullshit. We're just going to start a good subject and then go off to the side on it.
Wait, like we always do.
Yeah. But
we don't even do it deliberately anymore.
No, we
never did it deliberately. Hey, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. By the way, you can find us at Spankwagon.
That's www.spankwagon.n3.net.
Thank you. Something new for tonight, I want to recommend everybody to check it out because I need you to.
That's right. And what is our new feature?
Chat.
That's right. We have integrated Java-based chat running on irc.dalnet.
Yes, so if you check on the link right there at the beginning of the page, it says you can chat, and it's in white. Chat, you click on it, takes you to the chat page. Now, here's the thing, though.
Also,
it's beta.
It is beta at this time.
So you will get an unregistered warning. Now, it's not you that needs to register. It's me. I'm testing it to see
how well it works
for us.
Which is why they have beta and shareware.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
At the same time, too, as I've discovered right now, Macintosh users, you may or may not need to install a plugin for this app. So if it asks you to, please go ahead and say yes to install it.
Yeah, it's safe. It's JPilot. After some research, I found it again. And got it working. Whitey, I know, showed me a CGI one, but it wasn't as clean as JPilot. It was functional, but it wasn't as clean.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but yeah, we got the chat. Of course, if you're a hardcore chat user, IRC user, and you know your way around, we're on the Dalnet server, dal.net. So if you go to irc.dal.net and join the chat room, pound, that's the little number sign.
Well, obviously, if they're knowing the IRC, they'll know what you're talking about. But it's
pound spank wagon. Pretty easy to find. If you pop in there, you're a confirmed listener.
Exactly.
And we really appreciate you. So check out the chat and chat with us. Feedback.
We're whores
to attention.
Basically,
give us something.
We are basically kids with suffering from ADD.
Something like that.
Almost.
Well, I'm ADD. I'm for sure ADD.
That's right. You are guilty of that, aren't you?
I'm diagnosed,
or however you people say it.
Diagnosed.
So you were a mental case as a child.
Something like that, but it wasn't too bad. All right. Let's see what we got for the confirmed listeners. First off, here, Clicker Liquor Pop. I forgot to hand it to you.
That's right.
We have, who was in the room before I even joined,
Hammer.
Also, we have in the room with us Nicodemus, otherwise known as Kid. So, if you don't want to try to pronounce Nicodemus when you read it,
that's right.
Nicka who?
Nicka.
Nicka what?
Nicka please.
Nicka.
That's what I said.
Okay. We do have some interesting things to talk about today.
We have quite a lot. Everything from terrorist threats to drunken mayors. Disposing their own threats.
Yeah, it's great.
We also have a lot of stuff right there. It's also a big fight night for us, too.
Big fight night.
That's
right.
Trencher will be arm wrestling the JLD.
The JLD is over here, and we are going to do an intergender arm wrestling. And
that's right.
There is a reason for this, and we'll work to build up later.
Yes, we will build up later, and it's very interesting. All we need to know are you folks, as just a little teaser to this, last time they met, she almost beat Trencher.
Almost beat me.
That's right.
Almost beat me.
But the whiff actually
assisted, thus disqualified the JLD.
The whole match, yes. Yeah. So this is sort of a rematch that never really was supposed to happen, but never really got the chance to because of interference from the outside source.
Yes.
Basically, your whiff ended up being, how shall we say, the fan man of Spankwagon.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
So we're going to do that, and we'll have the JLD on here in a little while.
That's right.
I don't have any other segments, though, this week because of my laziness and because of not getting anybody from anybody else. But we've got good news about the show that we'll spread maybe a little bit later on at the
that
end.
That is correct. And as always, if we don't have segments, we have, what is that? Us!
The real reason... The real reason you tune in is me. And sometimes him.
Oh, it's always me, man.
No, it's always me.
How was it when I wasn't here? Yeah, that's right. So welcome to Spank Wagon.
Okay, right, damn.
All right.
I concede. How's your week? How's your past 2 weeks?
I've been there, yeah.
Really? I know this. I haven't seen you at work. I don't know if we covered this last time, but your Spanish classes.
My Spanish classes in Espancholo.
Yes. Espancholo?
Yeah.
Explain.
It's called being funny. It's a pun on the
No. Espancholo. Oh, okay. I was like, because I remember you were telling me something about the instructor wasn't Hispanic, but more...
No, she is Hispanic, okay. But she's Puerto Rican, so she talks differently, and I've learned Spanish with a Puerto Rican accent and a gringo twist, my influence of old Spanglish, so it's really odd to hear me talk, because I also have a Cuban laziness to my voice that I got from a guy I used to know who spoke Spanish who was Cuban,
mm-hmm.
And my own just little mush mouth mix of shit, too, so it sounds really fucking weird.
So give us some conversational Spanish. How would you say, hi, how are you today?
Hola.
Fuck. I have to pick the one word.
hola, ¿cómo está?
Ooh. Ooh. You even let it roll just right. Nice. You can now work at Del Taco.
Sí.
Sí. And how long have you worked at Del Taco?
2 años. Dos años.
Dos años.
Dos años. See, it's supposed to be dos años. I like dos años.
Yeah, but if you say stuff like that, dos años. Repeat after me. Dos años.
Dos años. Sí.
You sound like a record.
You know, I either work for Telemundo or I'm a tourist begging to be mugged. Sí.
Like those people that go like...
Como es cabana?
Sue cabana?
¿Qué es el baño, señor? Gracias.
Oh, God.
Tu muerja es bueno. Chupa mi burger.
What the fuck are you saying?
You don't want to know.
Anybody can interpret that?
Please. Chingata tu madre.
Sound more like Jabba the Hutt.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Jabba the Hutt? How the fuck would Jabba the Hutt do Spanish? You know what? We'll have to, next time Star Wars is on TV, mm-hmm. Put on SAP. Let's see what it sounds like.
Hey, well, I bet they're not going to do anything for Jabba the Hutt. How can you translate a fake language into Spanish?
They have to.
But it's a fake language. They're not going to change from Chewbacca's fake
language to
English.
No. Now, hear me out on that, and I have a reason why.
Okay.
Because when Jabba the Hutt speaks, okay, they show subtitles.
Right.
When Klingons on Star Trek speak, there is no subtitles. Not necessarily. You know what? You know.
But you know what? Enough fucking nerds are out there that actually can speak Klingon, and that's what's sick.
Klingon's a foreign language class at some accredited university.
Yeah, it is.
Accredited universities.
Accredited?
Yes.
Eek. Who wants to go out and learn Klingon?
I don't know. It obviously doesn't qualify for a foreign language. It's more of those for fun classes like, pottery and massage.
And underwater basket weaving and massage.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Yeah, because nobody makes a career out of massage.
Really? I mean, people who make a career out of massages, all they are is a bunch of perverts anyway.
Yeah. Or people like, you know, what's that? Not in shape to be exotic dancers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
JLD walked in here.
Yes, she said something which I couldn't even understand.
Something about grabbing her breast.
Who did?
An old man.
Maybe it was a reaction like when you hit a knee, they go up, man. Maybe you touched him in a certain
you
place.
You touch him, his hand just grabs.
Oh, well, that's not sexy. Yeah, that's not romantic.
Yeah.
I was helping some geriatric guy and his hand slipped. God.
Now, if you said something more with butter and heat lamps and cheesy music with leopard underwear, then we might actually be going somewhere with this.
So tell us more, but no, it's some wrinkly old dude. You know?
Wrinkly old fucking geriatric.
So you got accidentally felled up by a prune.
How'd you like it? Didn't do anything.
I wouldn't imagine it would. How would you like it if you were touched by an old man? Oh, wait, your Catholics already happened.
I knew that was coming.
It was called a priest.
Damn. Oh, I'm never an altar boy. Never an altar boy.
Who said he had to? His confession.
Forgive me, Father, for I...
Hey, Hail Marys and pull your pants down and turn around.
Yeah, forgive me, Father, for I... Well, it's like a really bad joke, I know. What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What? Actually, I think we said that two,
I think
shows
we have
ago.
Two shows ago. Wow. Hey, folks, this isn't live.
Yeah, this portion is just edited. That's why you're hearing old material.
Yeah, well, you know. Kermit the Frog doesn't sound like Kermit the Frog in Spanish.
What does he sound like?
Yeah, what does he sound like, Miss Piggy? I mean, he doesn't.
It's kind of ironic, you know.
How so?
He's green. You'd think his credit cards would be green. Or at least his cards.
The hell?
Yeah.
You're really going nowhere, that one.
Yeah.
Get better writers. Your mom's a writer for you, isn't she?
Yeah, I get a lot of my stuff off of real life experiences.
And she's, your mom.
Yeah, because she's funny. What happened one time is we were driving up to the supermarket, and some kid, like, stepped in front of my car. And, you know, I just didn't stop, man. I just kept going. I weaved a little bit, and the kid just got back, you know. Kid must have been, like, 5 years old or something. So I go and I park. And my mom, you know, she likes to speak her mind. I don't hold that against her, and believe me, you don't want to stop her. But basically, she told this woman, like, you know, you better keep better control over your kids because my son damn near hit that one. And the woman goes, oh, it's okay. They're getting baptized tomorrow. My mom actually yelled this at the woman in the parking lot. Yeah, that's a good idea. Won't you drown them?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's my mom.
Wow. A little bit of anger built up there, huh?
That's just my mom.
Oh, okay.
That's not anger. That's just her.
Nice.
It's tough love.
Very cool. Tough love.
Wacky Catholics.
Well, you know, we're a different breed.
Why don't you choose a nice religion like Judaism?
No, not my thing. I couldn't eat, like, cracker bread or whatever that stuff, matzah.
You don't always have to eat matzah.
I want more than dreidels in my life, you know?
You get 8 days, you get, like, 8, and so one day at Christmas, you know, 8 crazy nights.
Yeah, 8 crazy nights. No, not my thing.
Why not, man?
Not my thing
You want
all.
To be in a show business, right?
Huh?
You want to get in a show business?
I know, I
you
have
gotta
to.
You got to be gay or Jewish.
Gay or Jewish, I know.
Look at Sammy Davis Jr. He took the plunge.
Yeah?
So did Jim J. Bullock.
Well, one was Jewish and one was gay.
Yeah.
You choose.
By the way, they both kept an eye out for somebody.
Oh, yikes. Wow.
I'm telling
course,
you, man.
I love it. I love it. Sammy Davis Jr., you know.
You can imagine him drunk at a party.
One of the biggest...
Hey, man, I love you, man. Have you seen my eye? It fell out in a Dean's martini glass. I haven't seen it since. He might have drank it. We're falling with a doggy bag.
God, that's funny.
What's funny is that people are going, Sammy Davis who?
Sammy Davis Jr. Black, old, glass
he's dead now.
Dead, yeah, very dead. Did you know they named it? They
yes,
named
the Rat Pack,
yeah,
yes.
Part of the Rat Pack.
Hey, good for you. You saw that movie.
Yeah.
You get one mad prop.
Oh, dear. Wow.
They named a park for him here in Vegas.
Well, they named a little park, but they put it way in the ghetto side of Vegas.
It's over on the center side near Siegfried and Roy's place.
Yeah. Like I said, the ghetto.
Also a very interesting
Siegfried
guy.
Siegfried and Roy live in the ghetto.
That's true. Very interesting little Vegas trivia for you. He is the only person who has ever died that when his casket was in the hearse.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said deadmobile. I don't know why. But when a hearse...
Load him in the deadmobile!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only entertainer, when they took his casket up the hearse, they actually turned out the lights in all casinos. Remember?
Frank Sinatra, they did it for him, too.
Did
they do
those.
It for George Burns? See, I know they did it for the September 11th.
I don't remember that, man.
They did it for... Yeah, they're getting weird looks.
Just remember, George Burns...
It was a Friday. It was like the Friday after that whole thing happened.
There is a lesson to be learned from George Burns, okay?
What's that?
Smoking kills.
It takes a while, but it does kill. 100.
Yeah.
100 even.
100 even.
So, you know. Wow. This is an uncomfortable sound.
I'm actually quite
got another update to the site. I don't know if we've mentioned this on air, but
message boards.
The new message boards are up and running, fully functional.
By the way,
the nice thing is you have to register, so that way us who are legitimate can register, have a unique username and password, and send private messages.
Unless some dipshit forgets to log out of his goddamn terminal.
Well, no, it wasn't that he logged out, because he never logged in. He posted originally as guest. And then someone just looked through the bookmarks and found it and posted as... Claude Ballis.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, that's not very good. I'm not saying that to try to start any shit, because it's kind of futile, okay? It's like some dude flipping you off in traffic and then you rant about it. You know, you're never going to see him again.
Exactly.
But that's just not very original.
Nah. But yeah, so you can use username and profiles, create your own avatar.
That's right. You can be like me, the Ayatollah You Buddy.
mine's my favorite little face.
Yeah, you ruined it.
So what? And no one ruined it until you mentioned what it was. You fuck chunk.
I'm not a fuck chunk, okay?
Right.
Nah, man, you're the one that screwed it up there. You.
How did I screw it up?
Well,
I didn't tell him the punchline.
No, but
you told him it was the punchline.
I didn't say the punchline because it's not a joke. It's not a punchline. It was a surprise.
Well, it's a joke for us.
You gave it away by showing the surprise of the ghost, so it's not too much of a, you know, a real surprise.
No big
there.
Loss anymore, though. I mean, it's pretty much played its course.
Jizz guzzler.
Come cribbing gutter slut.
Come creaming gutter slut.
Come craving.
Come craving. You use that same shit like every fucking week. Guess
it works. It works for me.
Yeah.
Just like the same three shirts work for you all the time.
That's not true. I got more than three shirts.
Wear them.
I do. They're all black.
Oh. He's wearing the same shirt again. No, it's clean.
Yeah,
see?
It's another shirt.
Only have three holes in this arm, not three in this one.
I don't wear that shirt to work anymore.
That's good. That's very good.
It's air conditioning in summertime, man.
Oh, yeah, speaking
it's
of...
It's a hot one today!
Yeah, air blowing through the pits.
Yeah, man.
Of course, your car, the wonderful D.
My car is great, man. I love my car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had a bearing go out, though, on the pulley from my AC.
In the AC.
So I have no AC.
That's too bad. No air conditioning. Too that bad. Is. So sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, hey, I look cool.
The fucking... car, yeah, you look cool, drenched in sweat, hair is matted down.
Hair ain't matted down, man, my hair is
looking like a
free.
Bad comb over with sideburns.
Nah, chicks know it's all me, man.
Yeah, chicks.
See, yeah, see, look, yeah, there you go, yeah.
You heard one that time. Sideburns by, yeah. Kick ass, so, and Claude's happy he has a friend now.
That's right. But that won't run away.
No, please,
and she's
back.
Laying down.
Oh, dear. Well, before we go any further...
So she's falling and she can't get up.
All right, spankwagon.n3.net. Got to pitch my site.
Boy, yeah, like anybody heard that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, speaking of which, when are you going to do links again?
I have a lot of stuff in the process of the rhetorical book marketable link set.
Thank you, Don King.
Only in America.
So
that's right.
Got some links going on. I don't have much else going on the site right now. Just trying to get the chat working and the message boards.
That's
doing
right.
Fine.
We have a lot more. And it looks like the JLD is looking through your photo album of dead people.
Yes. Photos of dead people.
Yeah.
I'm dead or near dead.
Now that one is dead, you said.
One half of the group is dead.
One half of the group is dead.
Yeah.
Who's this in the photo here?
That's my mom and my dad.
Really? That's great. So a picture of your dad. No, yeah, that's great, man. You have a phobia about death.
Yes.
And what I'm saying by that's great is the fact that you won't let me bring my father on the show.
Hell no.
Why not?
Hell no. I will not let you bring your father on the show.
Why not?
Your father is in an urn, in a plastic bag, in a pile of ashes.
He's in a box.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, it's a nice, tasteful box. Don't think it says Reebok on the outside.
But I don't think the intent of an urn was to take dad fishing. Take
dad.
Yeah, it is. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they give you traveling papers with it, man.
What?
Yes.
Explain these. Wait, explain the traveling papers.
There are traveling papers you have to take with it if you move the urn. What happens is the urn itself is registered. No, you never. I take it. You're asking me, so you've never had it.
I've never. No, never.
What happens is the ashes have to be interned someplace. So for places like you see in the ads, like in the Value Mail here of all mail of all places for Neptune Society, the reason it's called Neptune's because they intern them at sea. So if you scatter the ashes at sea, it'll say place of interment scattered at sea. So you have to have this stuff. It's illegal to just dump ashes anywhere you want to, okay?
Uh-huh.
You can't you can't do that shit when you tailgate, so you certainly can't do that with your fucking loved ones, okay?
Okay.
So what happens is you actually have to have traveling papers. So my father has his own little passport that says my home address where he's interned at.
Interesting.
So if I take him anywhere, he's got to have his passport with him, his license. Otherwise... They
I
could
see
confiscate my father.
Okay. They confiscate your father if you don't have
Yeah. Because you gotta have
to... Wait, do you have to go to a repo lot to claim your father? Is this his ashes? Is this his ashes?
See,
can
scary.
You identify his ashes without the urn? Oh, no, that's sick.
Be my luck, you know, my father would somebody break into my house and think he's fucking coke. Ah, oh. Oh, damn, man, that's bone. Oh, shit.
Ew. No, I have a problem with you bringing your father's ashes.
It's not like we're going to bust him out and play with him.
I know that. It's not like we're going to add water and make sculptures either, but
no.
It's still something else.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. That settles it. I'm making my father into an Etch-A-Sketch. I am motivated.
God, Dad's a great artist. Let me put him upside down and shake him.
Look, Dad, it's a new day. There we go. Once you do that with your dad, it's not too late.
I know, it's far too late.
Nah, we just needed a flashlight and a couple crowbars.
That's fine.
He's in a mausoleum.
Yeah, it's far too late. Far, far too late.
No. Nobody answers the cell phone on this show. Okay. Yeah,
cell phones are not allowed after that last show.
Yeah.
Man.
So if you want to, blame me, because I fucked it up for everybody. I can't see, no. All right.
Oh,
let me put it in my pocket.
Quick, call Clyde Balls. The number is...
Okay, we're going to open up the listener lines here. Let's see now. There's a menu button on here.
The JLD is donating phone time for listener lines. All right.
Yeah.
We're getting so dirty looks.
Okay, 702...
No.
4927179.
Damn.
Please call now.
Oh, shit.
Lines are open.
Okay, so ring, hello, click.
Caller, are you there? I've been looking at you through the bedroom window, Larry. Is this Don Nuts? Ah, click.
God, that's an old one, too.
I know.
That was actually a good use of it, though. All right. man, this, wow. So, when we come back, actually, we're going to take a break here in about 6 minutes, but when we come back, we're going to actually put the JLD up on the air to explain exactly how this feud came about, because I'm walking around work today. Hold on. I'm walking around work today, and
I'm sorry. You do this feud. You're building it up like WrestleMania, and all I can think
Brother.
Of no, is the Shockmaster.
He introduces himself, crashes to a wall,
trips
back
over,
and loses
his
helmet. Loses his helmet mask thing he was wearing. Destroyed a great gimmick. Hey, folks, everybody's favorite man, Tit, is in the IRC.
Mad props to Tit.
Mad props to Tit.
He said he was going to show up, and he did.
Wow.
There we go.
Very nice.
Man of his word.
He didn't Jew us. Thank you.
Yes, that was very good, yes.
Ah, timing, it's everything. See ya! What, he wants to leave already? Bye! Anywho.
He's just saying yeehaw, is he a cowboy?
Yeehaw!
He's the Frisco kid.
You mean the frugal kid?
We must drive the cattle!
Oy vey.
Make sure I kosher first. How much are we getting paid for this? Drinks are on everybody! Take it out of the building fund.
Okay. Yeah, but me and the JLD. Okay, I'm walking through work, and I had to go to HR, our human resources department.
Human resources.
To work on something with my education. They pay for my education, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing significant to the show. The person in charge of doing all this stuff for me, an HR representative. Very well respected in the company. Says to me, "So you're arm wrestling the JLD." Totally throw me off guard, because I'm in there trying to figure out important stuff, like getting paid to go to school with company money. And I get thrown off with, "So you're arm wrestling, you know, the JLD." Right away, I'm like, "Oh, she told you." Yeah. A little while later, I'm walking through our work floor, our office area. Two people. "What is your arm wrestling the JLD today?" Yes. So I didn't have to market anything with this. Nothing. I didn't say anything other than what I posted to the website.
I also heard she sent out an email.
An email? What?
Yes.
An
I
email.
Was told this by, was it Tit?
Tit?
I think it was either Tit or it was Whitey.
Uh-huh.
She sent out an email on corporate email for the company we work
corporate
for.
Corporate email.
Plugging our show.
Why can't we get this kind of a plug normally, you know?
Well, because apparently other people's egos are involved.
Apparently huge fucking egos. Oh, come on. I can't beat you. After last week's disappointment, I mean, the Whiff had to cheat to help you win. But we were stalemating right there. We just, none of us were going anywhere.
Yeah, man.
Well, you better believe I started laughing a little too much. I thought it was funny that I couldn't move your fucking arm.
And she's crippled.
She is crippled, but I wasn't wrestling the crippled arm.
No, but she's crippled as in she had surgery, not like she's like a hooker with a bum leg. No.
Well, if she's a hooker with a bum leg, does that mean she'd still be on the show just for you?
Nice. So
hopefully we have listeners. If not, you know what we say. If it's not live,
it's in the archive.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't pay for the hooker anyhow.
Yeah, well.
They're not clean. You can't trust these unquality hookers here.
Well, where couldn't you trust a quality hooker?
From.
Really?
They have to be inspected weekly.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
That's very true. But you know what,
you want clean
but you know what,
you
though? Kevin Mitnick has proven, that if you call for a good stripper in this town, you may not be calling who you thought you were.
That's right.
You know, but
because
we'll
Vegas loves its freakers.
Oh, Vegas loves its phone freaks.
With a P.
Yes, P-H.
P-H.
Yes. P-H.
Yeah, there you go.
Freak.
Like Fat Farm.
Or phone.
Yes.
Without the Dr. Dre reference.
Yes.
So.
Ah!
What was that all for?
Say, Dr. Dre begins his weird-ass songs like that sometimes.
Oh.
See, ah!
I don't listen to Dr. Dre. Do you listen to Dr. Dre? Dr. Dad.
Really? I figured you would.
Yeah, you look ghetto fabulous.
Yeah.
Tattoos all over like a freak.
Yeah.
See? Ghetto fab.
Look. Rings, bracelet, earrings. Look at all that bling-bling on her.
Okay, two fat white guys cannot say bling bling. All right, folks. You know, well, no. See, large white girl can. Absolutely, but two computer fat geek white guys, bling bling.
I'm not fat, man. I'm
Linux.
Trim.
Word. You're trim? Yeah. Trim for what, a pair?
Nah, man. Nah, I would look like a pair if I wore Speedos with a Bartlett pair with rubber band around it. You know?
Yikes.
My new career, strip teasing.
No. I believe in miracles.
Okay. Yeah. Whoa, TMI. Too much
you
info.
Sexy things.
All right. Sexifying.
You know what? We're saving the show right now. We're going to go ahead and cut to some music.
I hope so.
We'll be back in a little bit, folks. Yeah, we'll explain a little more of the arm wrestling.
The full Monty, yeah.
Yes, the arm wrestling. With
Look
JLD.
At that. She can't weld. There's too much acetylene in there. Christ.
We're cutting back to music, folks. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Get up, get up, drop the bombshell. Get up, get up, get up, drop the bombshell. Get up, get up, get up, drop the bombshell. Here comes the raccoons coming in, raccoons. We'll be right back.
Is gonna suck because I'm not wearing my headset right now.
That's great.
I'm getting prepped for this shit. I'm gonna kick some fucking ass.
That's right.
But
and I'm your announcer for this match.
Great. Don't be a Michael Buffer. We'll get sued. It's bad enough we decided to play music because the fucking RIA says I have to pay now to play fucking music. Some of which I don't know.
Lead.
I know.
That's all right. We'll do what we can.
What we're gonna do here, folks? We're having the intergender arm wrestling because of fucking JLD. What was it, last week? Last week we were arm wrestling. We started with thumb wrestling, and you said, come on, fuck it, I'm going to kick your ass in arm wrestling. And I'm like, sure, you're a chick. So we started off, and we got on the floor, just facing each other, on a floor, you know, laying on bellies, and...
You were arm wrestling.
And then we were arm wrestling. So
okay, now.
If my mic goes in and I'm sorry. So we were arm wrestling on the floor, and I couldn't move your fucking arm. Man, I am a panty whisperer, man. But you got these guns. Now, what do you do? What's your favorite sport? Let me just ask that right now.
Softball.
Softball. Wait, what did you think it was, Claude?
Nah.
Yeah. See, they actually build the GANs because men just do this up and down.
Yeah.
Women actually get the wrist movement going on with the old vibrator there. So.
See, less the GAN.
Yeah. Hence the GAN, you know.
So I had to test it to see.
You had to test.
Yeah.
You don't know how you do.
Well, I was just thinking. You know,
that's right. She's a virgin.
I double
click
my mouth, so it's a little bit different.
That's a good one, yes. That's a good lead up. See, she's learning
on
how to do it.
Yeah,
okay,
that.
So.
We need to get a third mic in here soon.
Yes, we do.
So.
Okay.
So, yeah, she has these gunboat arms. And she's half crippled.
She's half crippled because recently she went through surgery.
What was the surgery?
A ganglion cyst.
Yeah, what did that involve?
Cutting me under, cutting me open, 12 stages later, here I am.
She went under the knife.
So, basically what I'm going to be doing here, I'm not going to touch your bad arm, because that's just fucking rude. But, yeah, you're welcome.
Apparently other parts are okay.
Yeah, I'm going to grab her. So, basically, I'm going to arm wrestle, hope I don't lose pathetically. Against a person who only has functionally one arm right now. Yeek. What's your money on, Claude?
I don't know. I have not seen this match previously. I don't know the two fighters at hand.
Yeah, he's at hand. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start this thing. So, excuse me while I put the mic down.
What are you
going to
do here?
What am I? What am I?
Actually experienced this. Horrible event.
I don't know.
Trincher, what do you say?
If
you lose, what will happen?
Do we have a way to meet each other? Like, if you beat me or if I beat you, you wash my car, I wash the house.
All right.
Take it, your house is filthy.
Fuck you. Alright, I win.
That's right. We must have terms of a wager.
Alright, I win. Clean my house. You win. I wash and detail your car.
And it is now in the archive. They have shaken hands.
All right.
The agreement is complete.
Would you care to elaborate on the agreement one more time?
Basically, as it is right now, what is at stake is the cleanliness of Trincher's house or the spotlessness of the JLD's car.
All right. Do we get a formal introduction?
That you do. Weighing in at... it's her first, okay.
Yeah.
It's a JLD. What more can I say, man?
What more can you say?
Yeah, because I don't know much about you.
Yeah, you were worried about that too. You're like, what are you gonna do? Announce a weighing in at
level 5? Yeah.
Bunk, wrestle it.
Next thing you'll be in people's court. They'll be weighing them. I have a displaced vertebrae in my neck. Mickey Mouse ears.
What's my reaction?
And now, from Iowa, transplanted to East Las Vegas, near the water treatment plant in Nellis Boulevard, it's Trencher!
Alright, thank you. That was actually better than I was afraid. Alright.
That's right. And now, for the four people that are listening on Live 365, and the countless more that will download in the archive, let's get ready to rumble! Well, that was a good intro. Don't fuck it up. Let's get going. All right. And here we go. All right. I want a good, clean fight. Well, people, you know, go ahead. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Both ready? Go! Right now, it looks like Trencher is in the lead, and he's trying to pull hard. I'm actually seeing white knuckles as he's going down. It's a JLD. She looks like she's making a comeback. Right now, Trencher is slightly in the lead. He's coming forward. He's coming forward. And Trencher has won!
Oh, my God.
Trencher looks to be wiped out in pain. And even though the JLD has lost, she doesn't look fazed. Trencher, however, appears to be only slightly much of a winner because he feels less of a man right now. Because he is exhausted.
That was harder than I thought. Oh, shit.
This also seems like a pay-per-view because it was this big build-up for like only a short time and nothing.
Yeah, it's like a Tyson match.
And it's over. Okay. You want a 2 out of 3? Go ahead.
I think you were a little bit...
Trencher, you have been challenged.
All right.
So now,
we'll do a 2 out of 3.
We are going to go 2 out of 3! Fighters, line up. Are you ready? Are you ready? Fighters, are you ready?
Yes.
Go. Right now, Trencher's in lead. It's equal. Trencher's trying to make a comeback. He's making a desperate comeback, but now the JLD. No, it's Trencher. It's Trencher. No, it's a JLD. She's going. No, it's Trencher now. Trencher is getting the lead on. She's slowly going down, but now they're equal again. That's right. The JLD is going. She's going. She's got him. Trencher has lost round two. You didn't sit down by rolls before you started this. Right now,
oh,
ladies
and gentlemen. Look at her, Almonte. It's just fine. Look at that shit. That's bullshit.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now we are going best 2 out of 3, and in the second round, we are equal. The first round, of course, belonged to Trencher. In the second round, the JLD made a spectacular comeback. That's right. That's
we got a little rounds here, man. Fuck. She's fucking all over the table.
That's right. We will take a brief break real quick. And we're back. Okay. Rest time is over.
She's joking. Got her joking. All right.
Okay. Any thoughts so far?
All right. I got my fucking ass handed to me by a chick.
That's right.
JLD.
That's right. That's right. Of course, you will never get your balls handed to you because it belonged to your wife.
They're actually right now in a jar on her desk at work.
She's letting the kids play with them.
Oh.
The organic Benoit balls. Okay. Okay. We are clearing the blood off the ring. All right.
The fact that you're standing up pissed me off.
Yeah.
Bullshit!
Yeah, because you were scooting all the way back over there. I couldn't reach your happy ass.
That's true, you were molesting the table. But enough!
Like a sweaty palm. Let us shit off.
There is no cheating like that, booger. I'm next. Okay. Now. All right. Are you ready to go?
Hold on. My arm just went limp.
Okay. They're doing a good job of psyching each other out right now.
Oh,
it is coming down to it right there.
You can't see that.
No, but I can, and it's an excellent sight from my seats. All right.
We're both like, nah.
Okay, this is for real now.
Oh, but this is fun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, they're warming up. Okay. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, you're not ready. All right. Okay. Ready? Are you? Go! And Mark is in the lead. Mark's in the lead, and Mark has won.
Oh, that's cheating.
Mark has won. And Trencher has won the fight. That's right. Trencher can now feel like somewhat of a man, even though he really isn't.
The fact that my challenger is a check, or excuse me, the JLD.
Yes, that is right.
Woo! Jesus.
You are actually quite wiped out by this, are you not?
Yeah, I am. I'm like the most unathletic person in the world.
Speak in the mic.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Sorry, I forgot I have a microphone.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm the most unathletic person in the world.
And you're actually winded right now. You're looking tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm winded, and I feel that it was a tough battle, but, you know, the best man wins, mm-hmm. even if he had to cheat. So, but then again, I think the prelim right before this one, I had some motivation.
That's
I mean, I could go best of five or best of seven on that one.
Do I see a challenge?
No, no challenge. No,
all right.
No challenge.
JLD, what are your
that
thoughts?
The, you know, the warm up really encouraged me.
The warm up, so, yes.
So, JLD, here you go.
What are your thoughts?
I think that you've been wanting to beat your wife for a very long time, and since you couldn't do it, you had to beat me.
Oh.
That's true. You are from the Midwest, and you that is notorious for being wife beaters.
Well, I'm not a wife beater.
Really?
I'm definitely not a wife beater.
You sure?
Yeah.
Anymore? Really?
Yeah. I'm definitely not. You know, the once I sobered up, yeah, I was, you know, 24 hour drunk. And
Alabama man.
That's no, I'm right. Not from Alabama. I'm from Iowa.
From Iowa.
Too much Mountain Dew. Too much Mountain Pepsi. Dew.
Yes, which
so
is Claude, actually
Claude,
slang.
What is
for
your
hooch.
What are the highlights of this whole thing? The fact that we A, didn't have a camera to take any photos of it.
Yes, I actually forgot the camera.
And thank God Reverend Hammer's recording this. You know.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would have been really pissed.
What was the highlight of this? Well, it was two good sportsmen. It was an excellent fight. The highlight, I would have to say, was looking down her shirt.
What I was going to say, the whole time, you're not even paying attention to the fight. You're like, hey, that's a tattoo.
Yeah. It's a mushroom.
Yes. Of course you're red. It's like 90 degrees in here, and we're doing something stupid like arm wrestling.
Yes.
Which I beat you once at.
Yes, you were beaten once by a woman, the JLD.
Yeah, well, you know. Shit luck. Yeah, just think of all the fanboys where we work. Think of all the fanboys where we work that wishes they were over here right now. And they particularly
and to see.
They were seeing what Claude Balls was seeing.
That's right. Of course, you got to feel more than I did.
Yeah, but that was by proxy. I mean, I was
by
being
proxy.
Cheating because I was, like, pulling. So, all right, folks, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut to another break here.
Okay.
Get everything set back up to do, you know, the rest of this show, the boring part. Thank you for the you know, the officiating.
Not
and
a
the,
problem.
Announcing and JLD, it's been a pleasure having lost one of three to you. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, we're gonna be
all
back.
All right,
we're gonna be back, folks, in a little bit.
Only in America.
Will you stay for a little bit longer? Or?
All the right. Absolute taboo, fabulistic we
truck. We're going downtown, gonna beat up the rock. You're gonna drive, I'll bring my beer. It's a late, late ship, no one to fear. We're gonna drive one screaming off the street and ride, ride, how we ride. Got a black uniform and a silver badge. Play cops for real and play cops for pay. Let's ride,
We are no strangers.
Back
with a vengeance,
and I'm not winded anymore, but I'm humbled. I'm very humbled.
Yes, you are,
because that was tough. I mean, that was tougher than I ever thought it would be. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, all y'all listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.n3.net. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Yes,
moving right along, so I can kind of redeem some of my humbleness, because I'm gonna hear about this tomorrow at work.
That you will,
man. Will I. Just going over the chat groups. Thanks for posting, all four of you, or three of you and me. 2 minutes on, 10 minutes off, 2 minutes on, 10 minutes off there. Not quite. We try to go for a 2010. 2010 seems to work the best. Keep everything fresh, play a little music, let us catch our sanity, you know, have a little fun. If you don't like it, we do apologize. However, you can suck Claude's left nut.
That's right, man.
So.
No, I'm just, you know, I'm so, so sorry. I come here, I sacrifice all the goddamn shit in the world for you, and all you can do is complain about how long I'm not on the goddamn radio.
What are you talking about, sacrifice? I want my my links. My funny, fucked up links.
Your funny, fucked up links will be here. All right. Trust me.
All right. All right, I'll trust you.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, fucked up things in Vegas going on. Where are you going to be July 4th? You're Canadian now? Where are you going to be July 4th?
Not on the strip because of terrorists, I hear.
Terrorist? How do you hear about this?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Apparently, some guy who happens to know Arabic happened to intercept a call that was in Arabic talking about bringing the city of non-believers and sinners and gambling and horrors to its knees on the Day of Independence.
Really?
Yeah.
On the Day of Freedom.
That's right.
Wow.
Now, want to know more? Read the book, because apparently somebody tried. It was the FBI when they gave the guy a polygraph test, and he failed!
How? No, no. You know what really pisses me off about this guy? Not only did he fail the polygraph test, but did you know what he did? Did you know they kind of have some of his timeline figured out, and by reading everything in the press?
Really? Why? Please tell me.
Okay, first, he supposedly intercepts this call.
He intercepts the call.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Adding.
I know, you're doing the drama. Kill the drama. That was great for the fight.
So he intercepts his call.
He intercepts
his
call.
Please tell me more.
Okay, I think I will.
All right.
While he intercepts his call, of course, he hears it in Arabic, and he says he hears it twice. One person saying it, one person confirming it.
Aha.
Uh-huh. So they're going to do something horrible to our beautiful strip. Whatever. Because he then, instead of taking it straight to the police and the FBI...
Like a good patriot would do?
You know, he takes it to the press.
The press.
The press. He is doing... Okay, this is what cracks me. He sends it to the media, big media, not little media, big media right away.
That's right.
Okay, we're talking the MSNBC, CNNs, Fox News, big media
first. We're talking global.
Knight Ridder, all of those fuckers.
Yeah.
Now, he takes it.
Then what?
One day later, that night, 2 a.m. that night.
Really?
He takes it to the police. Mm-hmm. He figured, if I take it to the media first, I'll discourage any attacks. There's a little plot line there, if you think about this.
Interesting.
Say you've heard something, take it to the media, try to be a hero by diffusing the situation. However, there's a catch.
What might that catch be?
Well, he refused the polygraph test for up to 2 extra days, almost 3 whole days.
Interesting.
Yes, he took the polygraph test, and you know what he did? Like you mentioned a bit ago.
He failed.
And miserably.
That's
the FBI
correct.
Then wrote it off. And they're talking about bringing up charges on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his excuse for saying any of this, for failing the polygraph test, and for, you know, basically being pointed out the liar that he is.
Of course.
I was tired because I haven't slept for 2 days because of stress and interviews with the media.
And I did see that, specifically pointing out interviews. Ironically enough, an interview he did.
Yes, in an interview he did with the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Now, a lot of people are upset about this.
Especially our mayor.
Our good mayor.
Mayor Oscar Goodman.
The honorable Oscar Goodman.
Honorable.
That's right. The underworld connections he has.
Yes.
Mr., if you're a murderer, a thief, a liar, a rapist, I'm a lawyer. I can help you. You're homeless. Get the fuck out of town. Not that I disagree with that.
Not that you disagree at all. Everybody is due process unless you refuse to help.
That's right.
Now, here is our mayor. And Claude, you say it best. What did our mayor say about the whole situation?
Well, matter of fact, our mayor was rather upset about it. Oscar Goodman said basically that he wanted to, and I quote, choke the heck out of that guy and just bring up on all possible charges that he could.
Yes. Now, does it sound like he almost said he wanted to choke the shit out of
yes,
that guy?
Yes, it did.
That's what I was thinking.
If I was a betting man, I'd say Oscar Goodman wanted to say that he wanted to choke the shit out of him.
He also is known, he also has been quoted saying that, you know, he, being a former mob lawyer, says he knows connections and things can get snuffed out.
Interesting. And where was this said?
I believe this was also in the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Quite interesting.
But you can find these articles, Las Vegas Review-Journal, Las Vegas Sun. Then I was reading about the neighbors of this guy.
Now, I have now, read some very interesting things about the neighbors,
he
too.
Lives in Henderson. Henderson is a community. I don't know the exact population.
Henderson,
but
of
it's
course.
A suburban, Henderson, of course. Mm-hmm. It's a suburban community located southeast of Las Vegas proper.
Now, Henderson is itself is a city, but he specifically lived in a divided suburb known as Green Valley, I believe.
Was it Green Valley?
I believe
he
so.
He also is part of a neighborhood association, which he is neither
that is
president,
correct.
But he is a member, but not in good standing.
Now, he decided to go ahead and willingly violate his association laws.
And play tricks on these people, such as if they were to try to contact him, he would try to sue them for abuse.
This basically also was started off when he built a wall without his association's permission.
Which, of course, if anybody knows anything about neighborhood associations, any sort of home alteration, whether it's to your own property or not, has to be cleared through the association. Why, Claude?
Because the association must set the community standards for appearance.
So that way, resale value is higher in the long run.
That is exactly correct. Now, multiple times, as you say, he has tried to sue these people, and at the same time, when he violated clear bylaws of the association and opened himself up into a lawsuit, he was transferring title of the home to his wife.
The reason is, the reason
she
is,
she declared bankruptcy
yes.
when they finally got to her.
What happened was, is they were going to fine him $700 and some odd for building this wall. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a reoccurring fine until he destroyed the wall and took it down and turned everything back to the way it
and
should.
That's not all. Apparently, Clark County records by the recorder indicate that in the past 2 years, yes, 2 years, his property has changed ownership 6 times.
Between him and his wife. And the reason he changes ownership is when they want to try to levy the fees, he changes ownership to someone, either himself or his wife.
That way they have to go after them.
Exactly. And not him. And then the other party actually conveniently declares bankruptcy.
And but thus they choke the whole legal process exactly. by having to restart over. It's kind of like when unsavory characters try to run casinos when they used to back in the day,
mm-hmm.
and they would basically change titles constantly, saying that they go from entertainment to head of food and beverage, at which point their application has to be shoveled to the bottom. Rather than now that it being a casino, it's a house owner, and rather than applying for a license, he's trying to avoid prosecution.
Exactly. This guy, from what his neighbors say, is very verbally abusive.
And not only his neighbors.
Yes.
There have been reports that have come up from various owners and, from the owners of both the Courtesy Dealerships and the Desert Group of car dealers. Apparently, he goes in, he buys a car, he will keep it for some time, he will rack up a couple thousand miles on a vehicle, and then try to worm his way out of a contract.
Interesting.
And threatens lawsuits. Of course, all before they've always backed down, taken the vehicle back, and written off the mileage and the wear and tear as a loss. However, this is constantly mounted against him, and all this now has come to light since this little incident.
So,
however, there is light at the end of the tunnel. A
really?
A survey by the LVVCA and public people, random calls, whatnot, people who have been to Vegas in the past and are planning on coming in the 4th of July weekend, say that this has not intimidated them at the least, and this is expected to keep our hotel rates high.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This guy, I'll say this personally, he's a crackpot.
He's a piece of shit.
He is a media scammer. I mean, we're a media whores. You and I love attention, but this guy does it all wrong.
No, I'd say more like media cock teases.
Okay.
We like the attention, but we're not going to let you get to us.
Unless you're the JLD arm wrestling.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That was kind of fun, really. Arm wrestling a chick.
It was for me.
Yeah, your point of view. Anyhow.
Exactly.
At least we know you're normal.
Of course I'm normal.
Now, this guy, how else do I want to explain this? Like, there's other incidences where he will call the cops. He accused his neighbor of throwing poop, animal excrement, into his swimming pool.
Interesting.
Now, of course, they call the cops. Cops come out. Find that no excrement has been thrown in a pool. And question him about it. He goes, oh, I must have the wrong person. Especially when the person who he accused of doing it was in Phoenix at the time.
Quite interesting.
Very interesting. So needless to say, this man, you know, he was up to something. He wanted attention. It was fishy from the start. The whole calling the media first really bugs me. Because you have something that serious, you don't blurt it out. Because if you really, truly love Vegas for Vegas,
you keep it quiet.
You don't want to destroy our
the
tourism.
Reputation.
No one knows, and I'll say this in vague about Vegas, but no one knows that about a person a month gets hit by a car on the strip.
Hmm? We have a high mortality rate when it comes to illegal jaywalkers.
Yep. Very high mortality rate. You don't walk against the lights on the strip.
Now, there's a problem with this, which is very interesting. Now, I have actually worked on the strip, and that meant that I've actually gone to McDonald's, for instance, for lunch.
Okay.
I have actually seen people, I kid you not, a guy went, had a green light, he turned, he almost hit a man.
Yep.
As he drove off, the man yelled, "Pedestrians have the right of way." This is obviously a Californian. California pedestrians always have the right of way, no matter what the circumstance.
Right.
No matter. However, they don't realize that once they come to the bottom of the hill in the pass, they are in Nevada. It's all changed.
Yes. Pedestrians do have the right of way in crosswalks with the light.
With the light. That is the only time.
Yes. Charleston Boulevard between Martin Luther King and I want to say Valley View. Somewhere in there, there's a school crossing. I know. It's like near Shadow Lane and all that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, a kid, sixth grader or something like that, sixth or sixth grader, I can't remember, but six is somewhere with correlation of his age.
Uh-huh.
Not 16 because he wasn't older.
Yes.
Crossed against, actually it wasn't even against a light. He just walked into the middle of the street trying to outrun, cross the street, you know, not to get hit by a car. He was hit by a car and killed instantly. The family attempted to sue the driver of the vehicle, who already was a nervous wreck. They attempted to sue the driver of the vehicle, and they lost due to the fact that the kid crossed against the light.
Now, I can actually relate a couple stories to this. One, my mother actually saw someone.
You mean your writer?
My mother slash writer, yes. She actually saw a woman get hit by a Ford Ranger.
Oh, jeez.
When she got hit, her purse caught on the side mirror, and she was drug a few feet.
Ooh.
Probably about 30 feet. And on top of this, it was actually with my mother as well. The In-N-Out on West Sahara.
Uh-huh.
We actually saw a woman. She was trying to outrun traffic. The problem was there was an RV in the center lane. And to the right, there was a Volkswagen Bug, an old style.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't see the VW on the other side.
Oh, ouch.
She jumped in front. She got hit by the Bug. The impact was so hard, it crushed the A-pillar on the car.
Wow.
She was then slammed into the side of the RV, at which point she bounced back on the Bug and hit that, and then got bounced back over when RV passed and hit the pavement.
Ugh.
It was actually quite disturbing because I actually saw that woman fade and die right there on the pavement.
Oh, Jesus. That's disturbing.
It's an interesting sight to see somebody actually lay there, and you see them, their breathing become quite shallow.
Huh.
And they become unresponsive. It's quite odd.
Yeah, that would be kind of unnerving.
Doesn't really bother me.
I don't know. Just witnessing it would be kind of unnerving. But you have to also think of the fact that, hey, you know, what do you bring upon yourself by doing things that you know you shouldn't? We're taught as a kid, cross with the lights.
Mm-hmm. Look both ways.
Look both ways.
Look over your shoulder.
Yes. And if you're too young, walk with someone and hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
But people don't think of that. You know, this is a society that everybody has to rush.
It's not just that either. You combine that with the fact that this is a society where no one wants responsibility for their actions.
Yeah, very true. Very true. No one wants to be responsible for what they've done.
Which brings us back to our original subject, Ahmed, and this whole terrorism threat.
Yes, our Lebanese friend who spoke Arabic and happened to catch a cell phone crossover.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I'm not buying it either, folks. So I'm going to say this. He said he heard this at the corner of Sahara. and the Strip, which is famous for the stratosphere, which is also famous for the Sahara.
Exactly. Why they call it the Sahara.
Yes. Of the crappy Holy Cow.
Which is out of business.
Is it out of business?
It went out of business.
Wow.
The Holy Cow's gone.
The Holy Cow's gone.
I remember Nicodemus was telling me he went there once for whatever, dinner or beer or whatever. So it was pretty much a hole-in-the-wall place. Doesn't look like it on the outside. Definitely a hole-in-the-wall on the inside.
Really?
And I know that the world's largest gift shop, the self-proclaimed world's largest gift shop.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You been in there?
No, I've never been there.
Oh, my God.
I consider Fremont Street the world's largest gift shop. I do. But I am going...
Trashy and atrocious.
Oh, I bet.
You should actually go there one time just say you've been there.
Cool. I'll have to do that sometime. Mm-hmm. Maybe tonight.
Why not?
I was thinking that for New Year's Eve, I am going to the Sahara. I'm going to go to the top of the parking ramp. And I'm going to watch fireworks. Now, this is where we always go every year. In Waterloo, we always found the parking ramp. The parking ramp gave you the best view of the fireworks. That, and we had everybody up there. I mean, we literally had like 30 people of our part of our party up there. We had pizza and soda, and we just had a great get-together. So what we do is, every year, Michelle and I, we head up to the Sahara. We park up there. We have a good time. Most times her family's actually in town for the 4th, but it won't be this case this year. So we're going to go up there. We're going to watch fireworks. You know, on the 4th. That's a Thursday night. So we are going to enjoy that. And then we're going to go in and gamble a little. Our gambling of the year, pretty much. Have a nice dinner and come home. It's going to be a very nice evening.
You don't think terrorists will attack?
I don't think terrorists attack. You know what? I don't think they're going to do it at all. Where else are they going to have to go to spend their money? Think of how many actual... You know, Arabian, Iranian.
The only people I've ever seen that really want to destroy Vegas are Martians.
True. They destroyed the landmark.
That's true. Which was actually already gone anyhow.
Well, no. They used the bombing, you know.
Yes.
Well, not bombing. Excuse me. implosion of the landmark.
I don't know what you're talking about. Although we don't have to worry about anything, because on the 4th of July, I think as long as we... have Tom Jones in town, we'll be fine.
Tom Jones?
Tom Jones.
Ooh, your hero.
It's not unusual.
Nice. So, yeah, that was interesting. And I love our mayor. I mean, our mayor just had the best answer to it. You know, he's going to see someone get snuffed him out. He also basically just ripped the guy a new one.
He deserved it.
Well, he did.
You know it.
He's trying to scare away tourism. What? I wonder, you know, what... gain would he have had other than the media attention?
What gain would he have had?
Yeah.
Maybe he's pissed off at the city.
Why Vegas? Vegas, he's not part of Vegas. He lives in Henderscombe. Of
Who
course.
The hell knows. Like what makes these kind of crackpots tick?
Well, who knows? I mean, then
exactly.
Again. Yeah. So. Oh, well. What are you going to do the 4th?
Probably nothing. I'd probably stay home watch a little TV, you know.
Probably a safe thing to do.
Yeah. Not safe. I just
don't get blown up by terrorists.
I'm not gonna get blown up by terrorists.
Something horrible. What are they gonna do? Light up a sprinkler or a sparkler in the wrong direction? You know?
How the hell would? Anyhow.
Yeah.
Terrorists attacking Las Vegas. Yep. I don't believe.
Neither do I.
No.
So I think we've done enough pitching Vegas for a while here.
Yeah, and we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Unless you want to hear more, then please write to the LVCVA and tell them to sponsor our show.
That'd be great. A good idea.
Yeah, we'll ask
him. Yeah, really. All right, folks, let's see. Well, we got about 10 minutes before our next break. Yes, our 2 minutes on, 10 minutes off. So, let's see. Let me make sure I have more music queued up. I'm not running out of music.
Right. No, of course not. Good we enough. Always have tunes.
Yes, we do.
At the Spank Wagon. Yeah.
Spank Wagon on N3.net. Of course, if you are tuning in still, and you haven't ditched us after the JLD Fabulous Trench or Arm Wrestling Intergender Match, you can always chat with us. Go to the chat link right there.
What? Yeah.
I could tell you some interesting stuff, covering some people aspects.
Yes.
Our good buddy, Ray Rodriguez.
Ray
Rodriguez. He's going for the farm girls now.
Yeah, so I hear.
Yeah. He comes up to me. Today, we're at lunch. He's like, yeah, I met this chick from Sioux City, Iowa. Well, he didn't. He thought it was Des Moines. Of course, you know, everybody thinks, you know, Iowa, Des Moines. No one thinks that there's actually Cedar Rapids and Sioux City.
Can I tell you why?
Hmm.
Nobody cares.
I know. That's kind of sucky, but
yeah,
expected, you know? Why would anybody care about Iowa?
The only person I can think of really gives a rat's ass about Iowa.
Me.
Two people. Well, other than you.
Oh.
Gopher and the Missoula guy. And the Missoula guy's fucking dead.
Hey, now, Gopher's cool, though. Gopher was almost our governor. I love that. Gopher went up against, at the time, Terry Branstad was our governor. Branstad, Republican, Gopher, Democrat. And Gopher for governor.
That was his platform.
Gopher for governor. Of course, I saw him on, they were doing an E! True Hollywood Story with the Love Boat. And he says that, you know, what he had to only spend a couple thousand for marketing his face and his name. You know, his competitors had to spend thousands. You know, which is actually very, very humorous. So, I like it.
Ha!
Hey, come on now. Think about this. Sonny Bono becomes a politician. Clint Eastwood was a mayor.
There's a difference. Clint Eastwood owned his own fucking town.
That's true.
He owned fucking Carmel.
Really?
Carmel or Carmella? It's Carmel.
Carmel?
No, Carmel.
I know.
Some weird...
How did he own it?
He bought the place.
Really?
Yeah, like Loretta Lynn bought that fucking holler where she's from.
Hmm. What, Branson, Missouri?
No, she's not from fucking Missouri.
Oh.
She's from, like, Kentucky, man.
Eek.
Like the song, Coal Miner's Daughter and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah,
man.
That's
yeah.
Right, yeah.
With her husband, Tommy Lee Jones.
Who and isn't married to Tommy?
And then that Rosanna Tom Arnold.
Oh, no. Tom Arnold's from Iowa. Yeah. And if you ever watch the Roseanne show, he whenever he's on, he always tried to wear either an Iowa sweatshirt or an Iowa t-shirt. And if you ever watch his thing, The Best Damn Sports Show, he always has, at the end of the show, it seems, always holding his Iowa Hawkeye football helmet. Not that he ever played. He just has one, you know?
That's great.
So, yeah, they built a house out in Ottumwa, Iowa. Now, keep in mind, they just built all the frame. And then they got the divorce. So the house is kind of sitting there, unbuilt. And if it is built, no one knows about it. Definitely isn't owned by him anymore.
Yeah, but they also opened up the restaurant and everything, too.
Yeah, they opened up the restaurant.
But like I said, Clint Eastwood went a whole step further. He bought
owned his town.
Fucking
doesn't
like Loretta Lynn.
Cuervo owns an island.
Cuervo.
Jose Cuervo? The booze company?
I don't know if Jose. I know Death Row Records does.
Death Row Records owns an island?
Yes.
What?
I don't know the name of the island. That's actually part of the whole Tupac Shakur thing.
He's on an island.
He's on a fucking island.
Him and Elvis. You know, next thing someone has to kill Eminem and make us all sappy, you know. Makes all happy and set the world straight.
I pissed the guy off at work, too.
How?
The guy from CVS, you know the guy from Michigan.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was teasing him. I'm like, so you're from Michigan? You're an Insane Clown Posse? Yeah. Big Eminem fan. He's like, nah, man. I like Dan Fogerty. 70s rock.
Dan Fogerty. 70s rock? Ain't nothing wrong with 70s rock. Nothing wrong with it at all.
Fucking 70s.
No, it ain't. I mean, well, yeah, it is.
He's
coming to me.
He's got problems with his air conditioner on his car. He's all asking me, like, troubleshooting questions for it. I'm like, dude, you're from Michigan. Birthplace of the fucking car. Can't you fix your own goddamn vehicle? All that. Yeah, that went over well.
That's funny.
It was.
No.
That's right.
We're kind of spent because we only cashed in on one thing happening tonight. No segments. I forgot the tape recorder. It sat up there the whole 2 weeks I was supposed to record.
Yeah,
more tales of the Flying J.
Well, Flying J has interesting tales, too. It's a quick story. It's not in depth of the other ones. Flying J was talking about when he was moving. Flying J and I actually have had a run-in with the same hooker.
No way.
Yes way. Flying J was describing this hooker to me. Like Flying J used to live downtown, okay?
Yeah.
And, like, he had to get off the bus to go to school and stuff.
Yeek.
Because Flying J actually is grown up here in town. Mm-hmm. He'd, like, get off the school bus and stuff, and there was always this nasty-ass, ratty, blonde chick, fat, overweight, nasty teeth, nasty face, wearing a tube top.
Ew.
He was always like, you know, you boys are old enough now. I'll give you a two for one and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Swear to God. He described her. And it's down on 13th Street. And this is the exact same broad that tried to jump into my van when I worked for Nevada State Bank.
Oh, Jesus.
To a fucking T. She always hung out at the bus stop and everything.
Oh,
back
man.
In 97.
That's sick.
It is. Funny, I'm like, damn, that sounds familiar. I said, you know, I once had this, some chick like that try to jump in and stuff. I said, she was like hanging out at the bus stop on the corner. He goes, yeah, that's it. That's exactly her.
That's funny.
But what's funny is he was moving around downtown. And, uh-huh. He said that he had his car packed full of stuff, right, when he was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like one more trip to make. He sees this prostitute on the corner, and she's just dancing, man, you know, place. She's just jamming out and stuff, you know, all like that. So he sees her, and then he comes back the same way. She's still standing there. Mm-hmm. So he goes back to his apartment there, loads up the rest of his stuff, puts it in the car. Apartment's empty now. Final trip. He goes over. She's dancing in the corner. He pulls about I don't know, 50 or 100 feet away from her.
Right.
And starts to slow down and brake. So then she's in high heels, and she just fucking runs at his car. He's running and running and running. She gets to the rear quarter panel of his car right there.
He takes off.
He hit the gas and just took off.
Nice.
That was a funny ass story,
that's
man.
That's the way to do it. You know, I'm
that's
sorry.
Hilarious.
That prostitution illegal in Clark County is wrong. It's prostitution legal in every other county, it seems. A-okay.
They run quality control.
They run quality control. You know, they're organized. They run medical, dental, health.
That's right. They put them on a rack and give them their tune-ups.
Tune-up. Eek. All right. I think we're going to go ahead and cut to a break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. You tit.
Maybe 12. We'll be back.
Depends on how nice they are.
Yeah, really. You got to be nice to us, folks.
That's right.
All right. Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.m3.net.
That's right.
We're going on a break. Claude is a dick.
That hurt. You're a dick.
Smile from my face, losing control. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Clown. Spankwagon.
It's in the archive.
.n3.
Download a show and play it for your friends.
.net.
Miss a day, and you don't miss a goddamn thing.
Yeah, and then he says, because Thursday's your night in the barrel.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yeah, Old Willie ain't into that sick shit either.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah. We're okay, back, so folks. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Yep. Only Spank Wagon at n3.net.
So, wait, it's time for our little rants. And I'll tell you what my rant is.
I have a rant, too.
You do good. Because my rant, fuck the RIAA.
I said, fuck the RIAA, mate.
Thank you, fucking big-ass organization that is meant to protect the interests of protect the interests of artists, which is all fine and noble, but they want to do it at the expense of everything else.
I say fuck them, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now in a land where if you want to broadcast internet radio, much like good old Spank Wagon, you have to pay 0.007 of a cent per listener, per performance, per song.
Yeah.
Which means that if I were to rebroadcast this and every song, that's another performance, blah, blah, blah. If someone tunes in, pay again.
Pay.
Downloading is cool. The archive, perfectly legal, perfectly safe.
It's legal, man.
I'm happy about
that. It's just live webcasting.
Yes, it's the live webcasting and also rebroadcasting of AM/FM signal. What
but
they have decided to do...
AM/FM doesn't have to pay.
No, they only have to pay loyalties to the song writers. Not to the singers, not to the RIAA in any way, shape, or form.
Which in itself really isn't right either, because you have a lot of artists which are total cunts like Mariah Carey, who Mariah Carey doesn't write her own songs.
No.
But if you want your song to be on her album and she agrees to it, she has to get writing credits so she can get royalties.
Yep. Gotta love that. You know who, best, what do I want to say? I remember someone who wrote the Wild Thing. Young MC.
By the Trogs.
Yep. No, not Wild Thing by the Trogs.
What are you talking about then? Young MC, he sung Bust a Move.
No, he sung Bust a Move, but you know that Tone Loc song? Yeah, I'd like to do the Wild Thing. Yeah, that was written by Young MC.
Really?
Yeah. He got his loyalties, but Tone Loc got the props.
That's right. I need for the dog to make you holler. I get paid to do the Wild Thing.
See, he knows. Okay, Claude, Earth, Claude, Earth. Thank you. So, yeah. So, we're small chickens. Spank Wagon Radio is small chickens. I'm not afraid to admit it. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of happy right now that we're small chickens because of this. Soma FM is now completely off the air. Groove Salad.
Tags Trans Trip.
Completely.
Gone. Just gone, dude.
Because the income that those guys made doing this, it was them doing it on their spare time. It was them doing it because they enjoy it, because they like the music they played, which was very non-mainstream music.
Shit that you'd actually have to go to a specialty store for.
Exactly.
A special interest store.
And here's the problem is, radio, for the most part, top 40, pop. It's what they want you to hear. The only reason people like... You know, Britney Spears is so popular
because her record company pays to keep those records in circulation.
Exactly.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. You have a lot of talented artists and groups out there, and if you were to play this shit side by side, the average person would not go for it. I mean, it's like anytime you see like a video with a whole audience of people, they're paid to do that.
Oh, absolutely, they're paid to be there. Like MTV, whenever they do those
TRL,
not the TRL, but when they did the actual thing. I don't remember, they were here in Vegas for an awards show, and they had a dude on top of the Rio.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Creed. Every single one of those people in that little crowd there were extras.
Yeah,
they were paid extra rate just to be there.
Uh-huh.
They weren't fans, per se. Some might have been fans,
sure. Some might have said, like, oh, they're pretty good. Yeah, I can get a good gig with that.
Of them were just there so they could get a little bit of FaceTime on a TV.
That's it. Which is why you always see the pretty people up against the... thing there.
Yeah. Go to a real club, folks. Some ugly motherfucking people.
Ugly ass people.
But they're having fun, and that's what matters.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'll say about that. You know what? Right now, when I heard that this came out with the RIA and they were charging for webcasters, and I was worried for a little bit.
Yeah.
I realized really our expenses weren't going to be that big once we start paying. And I honestly am going to say, fuck you, RIAA. Thank you very much for ruining a very possibly really good income stream, because everybody deserves to get paid to do what they do. Those musicians do deserve the money. But fuck you, RIAA, because your approach just drove the business. You are trying to kill internet radio.
They really are. The RIAA
because they realize that they can't control it.
It's even better than that. The rates that were approved under CARP are not to the RIA's liking. They're going to sue to increase the rates.
Yeah, they want more money. They want more money. The Librarian of Congress cut it in half, which is a wonderful start in the right direction. Wonderful start. However,
we'll have to
RIA wants more money, and they're going to.
Now, I have a theory about this. Song, a good, true song, not this Pop 40 crap, okay? Not this Prefab 4 type shit, all
right? Right, right.
A good song that has a lot of meaning to it. Song has meaning. A song has emotion. Song has a message.
Right.
So if you kill mediums for messages to be passed, that's censorship.
Yes.
So I certainly hope the ACLU, for once, picks a worthy cause.
Well, they do it once in a while.
Once in a while, but I mean, for the most part, no.
They've been fighting this one pretty hard.
Let's hope so.
Between this and the Patriot Act, which still passed anyway. So, but that's my rant. I'm really pissed off about it. And people know, they've read my news, and I keep it light because I know I've done all this before, and I don't want to rehash shit I've already said, but...
That's right. Fuck the IRA, man.
Fuck them. So, we're going to keep doing this, folks.
Yeah.
You know, we might even go back to weekly. You'll know on the website.
That's right. We'd like to go back to weekly.
Yep,
if which we was the big news we announced at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
That's what we're probably going to do.
Exactly what we're going to do, because we're finally getting back into our root with, or our element with this.
Yeah, we're getting good writing going ahead, man. Planning ahead, segments. We've got some interesting segments.
Very interesting segments.
We have a surprise coming up. We have a mystery Spankwagon listener who is conducting an experiment for us.
Yes, an experiment.
And she will be able to report the results.
Yes.
Hopefully by our next show.
Hopefully. Hopefully. That's we'll find out. But you won't learn until next week, so always tune in. Now, more importantly, want to say to the chat group here, everybody who's in our Spankwagon chat, thank you very much. I just realized something, though. Everybody who is in the Spankwagon chat is techie. No one's testing out the web-based chat.
No, they're not. Which really kind of bums me out. Because, which was actually my rant, was talk group, talking chat room people. Man. I mean, specifically ours. Don't ask me questions on the air what I know about digital cameras. Tit, you want to know about a digital camera? Go to fucking CompUSA. Okay?
Live demos.
All right. And by the way, Tit... I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. Buy a house. Buy a fucking DeLorean. Buy what the fuck you want. Okay?
Buy a cheese pizza.
Yeah, man.
We don't care.
Choose life, man. Choose a big screen fucking TV.
I have that on disc somewhere. I love that. You and McGregor.
Yeah. Obi-Wan on heroin.
Yeah, Obi-Wan on heroin. So, okay. It, okay, wait. Stit says... Well, first off, Stit says fuck you, but... it did not work. Kept trying to connect. Okay, that tells me we have technical problems. I'll look into that. That's
technical
the feedback
problems?
I needed.
Thank you. That's all you had to do. That's feedback. Woohoo!
So,
all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was your rant?
That was pretty much my rant.
That's kind
right
of a,
there. Nope. It's not a weak rant, which
he
happy.
Quit.
Who quit?
Tit.
He quit.
Yeah, he left. Must have hurt his feelings.
Well, shit, dude, what am I going to know about random fucking cameras and shit?
You're a genius. You're a self-proclaimed genius.
I'm a self-proclaimed genius, man, but I don't test out every new piece of fucking hardware that comes out.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't know anything about it. Shit.
Fair enough.
Do you know how many fucking silos are put up in Iowa every year?
Not a
all
goddamn
right.
clue, actually.
There we go.
So, I don't know nothing about silos, really, except, you know, they hold grain and... their intent to either store or dry it.
That's correct.
So, all right. Well, that's it for the rants. Looks like we got about 10 minutes left to kill in
yeah,
the show. Let's
right.
see. What else can we cover? I mean, we kind of just wrote the show for one thing.
Basically, yeah, that's what we did for this episode.
I know
right
that
here.
We've been hammering out other things to do for other shows, but we're going to start going to a weekly basis.
We actually have some different items that are in the works for extracurricular activities for the wagon.
Yes.
Flying J and I have been working on some different things.
Really?
We are working on some new kind of prefab, pre-recorded skits.
Very good, very good.
We feel that they will be very funny, and you've actually been on a couple of these.
I have, actually, and I like
brainstorm sessions.
You know, I like it a lot.
We're also going to... think about doing another item, and I'd like some viewer feedback. I have a gut feeling it'll be positive. We're going to do karaoke.
Karaoke.
And then we're going to go to a karaoke bar.
A legitimate karaoke bar.
Legitimate karaoke bar.
Okay.
We're going to do two types of karaoke.
Okay.
We're going to do legitimate karaoke where it's us singing as best we think we can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And we're going to throw a good spell on this, too. We're going to go someplace like the Barking Frog or something like that.
The Barking Frog?
Yeah, it's a karaoke place.
Okay.
Over on West Sahara. Specifically, we're going to go to an Asian karaoke bar, and we're going to sing like drunk Koreans. Lan, two, three, to the four, tuck a day, soup, doggy dog at the door. Like
no.
That, you know?
This place is a Korean bar.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Jesus.
We actually had it down. We were singing, like gangster rap with Korean accents. It was really fucking bad. This was last Sunday morning.
That's very nice.
But we're thinking we're going to do a whole Korean stuff. Flying J actually finally got to go out, and I think the reason was he had a chaperone, his wife. Or something like that. But he said he went to a karaoke bar. He had to heckle people.
He heckled?
He heckled people.
Ooh, that's not right.
Yeah, so we don't know. We'll see how well he heckles. He had some interesting stories about people who are fucked up. Even if we don't sing, it'd be very interesting for the Spank to go up and see this kind of shit.
Really, we might actually have to invest in some better recording devices.
Yeah.
You know, small investment. And next
got
week.
Got what I need, but you say he just a friend. You say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
Okay, I like to keep my neighbors.
Yeah. They're Mormon.
That's true. Never mind.
Unless Van Smack.
Next week, folks, we're going to try testing the Java chat one more time. I'm going to see what's going on with it technically. I might have to change servers and do whatever. But we're going to figure out what's going on with the Java chat. Mm-hmm. Try using that, even my techie people. Try using that as well as the normal chat. We're going to start sticking with IRC. It just seems a little bit better and a little bit more stable than Yahoo.
Yeah.
So, Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at SpankWagonN3.net.
Which is wonderfully hosted by...
Whitey.
No, that's our message boards.
No, our message boards are hosted by Whitey.
Message boards hosted by Whitey.
Spank Wagon, the site, is hosted by VFTP.net.
Yes. So, folks, we're going to leave you with music up until the midnight hour.
Let the midnight special.
Oh, jeez.
Shine as ever love light on me.
I'm Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And we are
out of here. Have a good night.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel thumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same. Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama's gonna make everything alright. Ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at all.
Mm-hmm.
Dance with your daddy all night long. I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand.
Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long. I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand. Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me
by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Wagon Radio.